Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. We're going to start off with your local news now. The reward for the capture of Patrick McDowell is now $54,000. McDowell could still be in the area. Please don't let your guard down and call the Nassau County Sheriff's Office if you see anything out of the ordinary. Area code 904-225-5174. Once again, that's area code 904-225-5174. And wanted is 26-year-old Nathan Daniel Brainer of Auburndale, who has a Polk County warrant for his arrest for burglary of a residence. If you know this individual or his whereabouts, please call the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 863-298-6200, and in the call, reference case number 21-38704. Once again, that's 863-298-6200, and reference case number 21-38704. Your local events in partnership with the Hardy County Ministerial Association, the Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a free barbecue for the entire community as a part of National Faith and Blue Weekend. This laid-back meet-and-greet would not be complete without cornhole with a cop, bounce houses, giant tic-tac-toe, face painting, and other fun games. This event is open to the public so everyone can come out and have a great time. It'll be at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street in Wauchula on October 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also on October 9th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Posse Clay Shoot is coming up at Square One in Lake Placid. Enjoy a family-friendly event, fun for all ages, while raising money for the Posse to help fund scholarships for graduating Hardy County seniors. Registration forms can be downloaded from hardyso.com. If you have any questions, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. Once again, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sebring and take on the Blue Streaks in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before game time right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world absolutely free at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is hiring for a part-time school crossing guard. Keeping the community safe is their passion, and they strive to be the best in public safety and are looking for like-minded men and women who take pride in protecting others and making a difference. The crossing guard's purpose is to ensure the safe movement of children at designated crossings during the hours when school children are required to cross the street. The part-time crossing guard should be available to work in the mornings and afternoons when scheduled to work a crossing. Visit www.hardyso.com to view further information and download an application. Wanzit Construction is looking for a heavy equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 to 3 or more years of experience or training are required. Alan J. of Wauchula is looking for a service advisor, a Florida driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. Those jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 91, no predicted chance of rain. It's sunny out, the shade temperature is 82, maximum UV index is 7 high, winds east at 5 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour, the humidity is humid 55%, air quality is fair, the dew point 65, cloud cover 7%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 33,500 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Same thing pretty much the next 2 days, you know? That concludes your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new report says more than one in every 10 U.S. households experienced food insecurity in 2020. That means they had trouble providing sufficient food for family members due to a lack of resources. According to the USDA's Economic Research Service, food insecurity is increasing in homes with children, particularly in households in which a homeowner or renter is unemployed. China's wheat imports hit the highest level in more than two decades and is currently accounting for 19% of global wheat consumption. According to China's customs data, the U.S. supplied 3 million metric tons of wheat imports during the last marketing year, a 28% share. AgWeb.com reports this year's surge can be attributed to China's strong demand for wheat use in animal feed and efforts to meet its Phase 1 trade agreement commitments. The World Organization for Animal Health has confirmed finding African swine fever in Haiti, which borders the Dominican Republic, where the virus was recently discovered. Haiti is conducting surveillance for the diseased pigs and imposed a quarantine to control the outbreak. The USDA found the disease last week through testing at the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab in New York. Meanwhile, USDA has suspended interstate movement of all live swine and swine products from Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands to the U.S.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Research from the University of Georgia affirms past studies that show eating pecans can be an effective way to lower cholesterol levels. The study by the UGA College of Family and Consumer Sciences show people at risk for cardiovascular disease who ate pecans over an 8-week period showed significant improvements in total cholesterol, triglycerides, and low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, the bad cholesterol. UGA professor Jamie Cooper, one of the study's authors, said some people actually went from having high cholesterol at the start of the study to no longer being in that category after. Dr. Ella Haddad of Loma Linda University led a study a decade ago that found that subjects who supplemented their diets with pecans doubled vitamin E levels while reducing their levels of the dangerous LDL cholesterol.
The fat in pecans is mostly unsaturated, the healthy fat. So eating pecans helps lower blood lipids in general, blood cholesterol, triglycerides, blood lipids in general.
In this recent study, UGA researchers divided 52 adults at high risk for heart disease into three groups. One group consumed about 470 calories of pecans as part of their regular daily diet. A second group substituted pecans for a similar amount of calories, and a third group ate none. At 8 weeks, fasted blood lipids of the two pecan eating groups showed similar improvements, while dangerous triglycerides were reduced in the group that added pecans in post-meal tests.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Consumer confidence has tumbled to a seven-month low. This month's decline comes amid surging inflation and ongoing concern about the coronavirus Delta variant. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to a reading of 109.3 this month, down from 115.2 in August. A sell-off at mid-morning on Wall Street, with the Dow and the S&P down around 1%, the NASDAQ off more than 2% at mid-morning. Home prices soared in July by a record amount from a year earlier. Buyers desperate for houses bidding up prices amid a limited supply. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index surged 19.9% in July compared with a year ago, the largest gain on records that date back to the year 2000. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-1 after riding division rival Philadelphia 41-21 Monday night. Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott throwing for three touchdowns to continue his hot play to begin the season.
He's obviously playing the quarterback position at a very high level right now, and but you know, I think it's like a lot of things in life. You get what you put into it, and he's off to an excellent start.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who threw two interceptions, one for a touchdown, says,
"I didn't execute. I didn't do a good enough job of leading. I didn't do a good enough job of running our offense, of doing the things that I need to do. So it's on me. This one's on me."
Eagles are 1-1. Panthers coach Matt Rhule said the team has decided not to place running back Christian McCaffrey on injured reserve while he recovers from a strained hamstring. Had McCaffrey been placed on IR, he would have missed at least three games. However, by keeping him on the 53-man roster, there is a chance he could return sooner. This is SRN Sports. There were only five games in the majors Monday in the American League. Seattle beat Oakland 13-4. The Mariners game and a half out of the second AL wildcard. It was Chicago 8, Detroit 7. The benches cleared after White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu and Detroit shortstop Nico Goodrum exchanged words when Abreu was tagged out attempting to steal second base in the ninth. Tiger skipper A.J. Hinch says Abreu getting hit by a pitch led to the scuffle.
"There's no reason to hit Jose Abreu, really, ever. He does everything right on the field. He had nothing to do with anything. We had two strikes on him. So we threw inside, it hit him. And I think given that they'd hit one of our guys, he went aggressive into second, a little old school, in the slide. And then tensions got a little bit high and emotions got high, and then we're all out on the field. So I don't see a reason to think that anybody was throwing each other. I don't think they hit us on purpose. I don't think we hit them on purpose. You don't see that a lot anymore."
Three more games Monday saw Cleveland top Kansas City 8-3. In the National League, Cincinnati 13, Pittsburgh 1, Washington 5-4 over Colorado. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula, at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: it has been proven that birthdays are good for your health. The more of them you have, the longer you live. That's interesting. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.